Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, that clap is for humanity.
Yeah,
welcome
we need
to
a lot of it now.
Oh, baby doll, yes, she's raising the bar. Blog Talk Radio. You know, the rhetorical question is, how is everybody out there?
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is, and whether you're listening to us from the West Coast, the East Coast, where we broadcast live, it's a very, very, very different world than we've ever been used to, you know, in all of our lifetimes, except I think people that are our elders, you know, like in your mother-in-law's age, my mother-in-law's age, the people that lived through the Depression, the plague is grandparents. But I really think this is something that we've really never seen before. And, you know, it's here. And we're dealing with it, and I think we're dealing with it as best we could. So thank you for joining us, people. We hope you're all well. We hope, you know, well is maybe an overreach.
Yeah.
But we're hoping
you hang on, and because it's going to come back, you know. This too shall pass, like everything else.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So just hang in
And that's, I think, you know, Elite, this is what I always say. This is going to be the great equalizer, because this is going to establish some boundaries as far as, okay, social distance, you know, 6 feet apart in the stores. I'm sure everybody who's listening knows about that. But it's also going to break down boundaries, because now is the time where we see that reaching out to people is not going to be something you feel silly about. And it's, you know, when you say, well, I feel funny about calling somebody, I feel funny about ringing my neighbors. Now you can. Now everything is appropriate. Any type of humanitarian outreach, go do it. Do it safely. I'm not saying compromise your health or anybody else's. But now is the time to reach out to people that you haven't spoken to in years, neighbors, your elders, whoever is important to you, and maybe people that aren't necessarily important to you, reach out and try to be, you know, some port in the storm. That's really it.
Well, touch someone with your voice instead of your hand.
Yes.
that's what we do.
And that's exactly right. That's exactly right, because the truth is, you know, there's nothing nicer than a voice on the phone on a cold winter night. There's nothing better than that. So if we get back to that and realize that, you know, we could change somebody's life, I think that's the best thing that we could do. So welcome, people. And this is going to be a great show, I think. Tammy Lee Webb, she's like family at this point, right, Elite? She's been on the show. We had a post the other day, at least 5 years, right? And always say she is like Glenda the Good Witch, because she is always so positive. She is, and you know, we both
positive, informative, and you know, she's
absolutely.
You know, she's from our era, you know. I used to watch her videos all the time.
Oh, me too. Wealth of information, and a wealth of information, and you know, what we need now is any source of positive that we could get, because
positivity,
this is just
what we all need. Yep.
Yeah. Because you and I were discussing this just before, that this is a marathon, and the people that started out strong are kind of losing wind.
Yeah.
And as
they're losing their stride, and they're falling back.
And the strong have to carry the weak, and that's always been this historical norm. This is what we have to do. So it's funny, because we're watching people that we thought would be okay, and they're suddenly not. So we have to be, you know, very mindful and considerate of everybody's
feelings.
With this.
Sure, yeah.
Very differently.
It'd be a shoulder to cry on, but you can't, you know, really cry on them, though. But
well,
we always have big ears for everybody that we love,
and
or anybody.
That's the thing. It's just you realize that everybody's reaction to this is right. You know, it's right for them. I mean, there are people that are just holding themselves in and don't want to. And unfortunately, and that's kind of what the show is about, over-drinking, over-medicating, and, you know, oddly enough, well, not oddly enough, domestic abuse is up on the rise. So there's a lot of negative byproducts in all of this that we're going to discuss today.
Yeah,
and
because,
actually,
I mean, a lot of people turn to substance, and what does that do? That just takes away your state of mind into a really dark place, because that your subconscious comes out then, and then that's what happens.
And, you know, we're not here to preach and say, no, you shouldn't.
No.
Because let's be serious. This is a hard time for a lot of people, but what we're going to be saying is be mindful of all of that. And honestly, if you're going to have that cocktail a little early, I'm not judging you. But at least you have to know some sound input on how to take care of your body and all this.
Mm-hmm.
And what's
exactly.
not nice is we also have, and this is what I love about Tammy Lee. She is so without ego. Yesterday, she called me and she said, I'd love to have somebody else on the show with me, because it was originally Tammy Lee coming on with us.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, this is a renowned nutritionist, and I think that she would be perfect to speak on a lot of the stuff that we're going to be discussing. So she said, would you mind? I said, of course. So Sonia Marie Romero is going to be coming on with us, and she's a renowned nutrition expert. So she's going to be joining in on the conversation. I was putting it on social media. She'll be seasoning the conversation.
That's perfect.
But, I mean,
That's perfect.
This is what we need. We need all the resources intellectually to just figure out what we're going to do and how to keep people safe and healthy in all this.
Mm-hmm.
And before we bring everybody on, I always start the show off with, you know, addressing the cast of characters. And usually what I say is, sitting close to my left and very close to my heart, can't do that anymore, my friend, because we're a borough apart. We're broadcasting remote. We're not.
We are doing this safely. Yes.
We are doing this safely. We're keeping not only a 6-foot difference, but at least probably how many miles? How many miles across?
It's actually 30 miles. 30 miles.
There we go.
I always clocked it. And $19 of a bridge toll. So that's what we're facing right now.
We're being safe and saving money. How do you like
yep.
that? Look at us, Elite. Elite Siegelman is always manning the show with me. So I want to thank you for always being on board.
Oh, thank you. No pleasure to be on board with the lovely Miss Lori Towers as well. There you go.
There we go. I think I got more than you. What do you think?
Let's just get on with the show. Okay.
I also want to make mention. The lovely things that I see are happening, you know, just all over the world, and I'm watching all these things, and I'm watching communities band together and just bring out. I think this could bring out the worst in us, but it also could bring out the best in us. And I love, and this is your neck of the woods. I love Pamela Silvestri, who is actually with the Staten Island Advance, and that's your neck of the woods. But every day she has a show, a live stream on Facebook, and she's talking about all the restaurants that are open, doing curbside drinks, curbside pickup, and the ones that are closed, the stores that are open. And you know what? She's doing this from her kitchen.
Yeah.
And the kids are in the background. And this is not an easy undertaking, but every day she's on and she's looking at her emails and she's doing this and she's doing that. So, you know, kudos to that. I even wrote her this morning, not even my borough. And I just think this is what community is about.
Yeah.
This is what community is about. You know,
it's keeping
us
together. It's very informative. You know, it's a lot of research, but you know what? It's a great thing. I mean, we all really are coming together right now. If we get anything out of this, is we get humanity back, because we've lost it along the road. We really have. So I'm hoping now, we're going to come together as one strong unit and stay that way.
I think this is a big universal reset button. I really think so. And
yeah, I think so too.
This will definitely have its fallout. There's no doubt about it. But I think for the most part, this will kind of reaffirm our sense in community, our sense of being, our sense in humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly think this is probably what we need. This is a gift in a strange package, for sure. I don't think
I always say
this to happen.
Right. Exactly. I always say there's reasons for everything, and there's definitely a reason behind this whole thing. And it's everybody in the world. It's just not us at USA. It's just everybody's going through the same thing. So it's teaching us a lesson. It's teaching us a lesson.
This is a funny thing, and everybody that I know of is out of work, is feeling some sort of consequence from all of this. If you weren't laid off, if you're an independent contractor, everybody's feeling this. Everybody's feeling this. So the thing about all of this is, you're not alone. There's not a sense. It's like it's not just happening to you, so you can't personalize it. It's everybody, except the essential workers. And thank, bless the nurses.
And you have to give them a clap because they deserve it.
Yep.
They deserve it. You know, they're on the front line.
Have you been doing claps every night? Yep. This is for the first responders, the firemen, the cops, the everybody who's there in the middle of it. You know, and civil servants don't get a lot of money. I'll tell you that much. Nurses a little higher on the echelon, but the civil servants don't get a lot. So you get the ambulance drive, they're not making a lot of money, and they are putting themselves in harm's way.
In danger, they're putting them in danger every day,
And that's what they signed on for. So, you know, we have to say, thank you for them. Have you been part of that every night? I know it's on the East Coast. At 7 o'clock, you're supposed to raise your windows and applaud the first responders and the essential workers.
I've even heard of that.
Oh, my God, really? Oh, my God.
Where was this?
Where
did you find that?
Oh, darling. It's been since Monday.
I can't open my windows, but I can go out the door and clap.
I hope other people in your neighborhood are clapping, because you'd be clapping alone. But the thing is, a lot of people have been, in high-rise apartments. Friends of mine have been live-streaming.
I love when a community comes together like that.
Yeah, and you take the pots and the pans and you yell, and that's really what it's about. And, just showing support, because people are coming home at that time, and if they're tired after 12 hours of a shift, and to hear people applauding you,
I hear you,
coming
bird.
Home. That's the thing about live radio. Just like, we're remote, so I got my two lovely.
You're going to hear everything that's going around.
Cousin.
Thank God my cat's sleeping.
Well, mine are too. But the lovebirds are like, why is mommy in here? Why does she have a headphone?
If the animals are saying, what is going on? They're never leaving the house anymore.
We hate this. We like our privacy. Yeah. Well, what can you do? So do we have anybody on board?
We have them both on.
You are in control of this. Now, I'm gonna also say before we bring them on, we cannot see each other. We're not used to doing anything out of the studio.
Right, so we're trying, exactly.
You and I seeing each other and bringing people on. So we're going to really try not to overstep and overspeak.
Right.
So let the people on and
so forgive us if
you'll
we do.
We're going to try hard not to. So bring everybody on board, Lee.
You got it.
And announce yourselves.
Hi,
welcome,
ladies. Tammy Lee.
That's my Tammy Lee. Right, Tammy Lee. That's my
welcome,
girl.
Welcome.
Hello,
ladies.
And Sonia Marie, are you there too?
I am. How are you?
How are you? Welcome to the show.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Now,
for
how are you
I just have
doing
to say,
this?
Okay, we have to take turns. Okay.
I know.
Go ahead, Tammy Lee. Go ahead, Tammy Lee.
Okay, well, I'm okay. I'm, you know, to me it is like a wake-up call, and it's, mm-hmm. I think, whatever you want to call it, saying, okay, people, I'm going to take things away that you never even thought of, and we need to start being in the now and looking within instead of always thinking that everything's on the outside, and reevaluating what is really important, because now we're being forced to be in a home with loved ones, hopefully, or looking at other ways of doing your work. Maybe you just used to run through and throw the food down your throat, and now you actually have time to cook it, to evaluate it, to thank it, to eat it, and know what it's doing for you. It's to me, I'm excited about it because whatever is thrown our way, there is a silver lining. What goes up will come down. What goes down will go up.
Exactly.
There's a yin and yang. There's a white and a black. So it's exciting to know that there is going to be some really wonderful things that is going to come out of this. And we may not know it right now, but we're all in this frenzy of fear. So that's what we're going to talk about. But before I shut my mouth, I just want to say, you girls, thank you so much. I do feel like family now. It's been, what, five years or more?
5 years.
And you guys are
absolutely
always gracious to invite me. And that's why I wanted to bring on my dear friend, Sonia Marie, because we've done a lot together as well, and she knows so much when it comes to nature's medicine, and that's food.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'll shut up now for the moment.
Wait. Well, you'll definitely come back, of course. Sonia Marie, what are you saying about all this? How are you doing?
Hi. I'm doing well. I am doing well. I am at home in Altadena, California, and home with my youngest son and my boyfriend, and you know, we're just learning how to all live amongst each other 24/7. And it's
so true.
You know, home. My youngest is home from college and learning, you know, online, and you know, it's just our daily schedules. It's how to mesh those, how to exercise, how to eat, you know, together. We're usually eating apart except for dinner. And so there's so many personalities and emotions that have to now mesh together harmoniously, you know. So we're learning and learning to appreciate, and boy, has it been a wonderful experience, just understanding that it is so okay to, I love what you guys were saying at the top of the show, reaching out and being helpful with our neighbors and being okay, because I'm a hugger, you know, being okay to reach out to people, so reach out in another way with your words, is definitely acceptable now and so welcome.
Yeah.
So true.
You know, Elite always made fun of me. This is very hard for me because I'm a big hugger and kisser. And if the least of what I do is shake somebody's hand, that's the least of what I do. But, and now you can't. So it's just you have to be able to reach somebody on a totally different level. And you know what? If it's a smile, I guess that's going to have to do for now.
A smile can do wonders.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, it can.
A friend of mine, her daughter had a baby just like 2 days ago, and she couldn't even go to the hospital and see her granddaughter. It's just such a tough time when it comes to, like, you know, I guess touching emotion, because you really want to be there for people. And we just spoke about this last week about funerals. You can't even attend a funeral.
Yeah.
You can't mourn.
Yeah.
You can't do these kind of things at the moment. But we will. We will. in due time. Mm-hmm. It's something we have to get used to.
I'm trying to think of, and I think we're all pretty much in this in the same age bracket. I'm trying to think of the last time this happened in my lifetime, and I can't think of it. You know, any type of historical impact that was negative that we had was what wasn't, you know, anything that was like the plague. I think that's the last thing I could. Even the mumps and the measles when we were kids. We never were quarantined, so I'm grappling to think historically when this happened. It's crazy.
I don't think it ever happened in our lifetime. Just the plague.
No.
Yeah.
No. But that was. So now, think about what we were taught. The show today is about the byproduct of all of this, and again, how it's going to impact your health. Now. All of us on the air today, I can safely say, we're working out, we're eating well, we're doing what we have to do. Now, the population that's listening, and again, there's no judgment here, that are over-medicating, over-drinking, over-eating, whatever your drug of choice is, it's happening. What do we do? And you guys could divide up the time between.
Yeah,
we
have Tammy
first.
Lee doing the fitness, and we'll have Sonia doing the nutrition.
So, you just talk however you want to.
Let's Tammy Lee go first.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we know that there's a lot of byproducts when stress becomes a part of our daily life. And right now, the media is certainly not helping us. Because it seems like anything and everything that comes out is based on how many cases of the virus, how many have died, and it changes daily. You wear gloves, you wear masks. No, you don't. You ibuprofen's good. No, it's not. And I mean, it because we're all searching for information, so it brings on this fear, which obviously affects our body. And when we have fear, it brings on, you know, depression. And when we have depression, a lot of times we start, like you said, self-medicating, over-drinking, overeating. The abuse and violence increases, and especially to women as well as children. I don't have children, and it's not because I hate children. I can't imagine being quarantined with little ones right now.
I know.
I mean, that in itself would be like, oh my gosh, I would be medicating myself. And it also affects sleep. Good thing I have first children, right? So it's one of those things where you can go online, and I know you guys have seen this because you've done some of mine, but I'm trying to provide online live workouts either on Instagram, Facebook, and sometimes if they're not live, then I'm recording them and putting them on there. So first of all, you've got to get your body moving. You've got to keep moving. And the best thing to do is you've got to set a schedule. So your schedule is you're going to get up in the morning and still make your bed. Take a shower, dress for the day, and have a list. I'm a list person, so I always write out, this is what I'm going to do for the day. And so, yes, I'll make my bed, I get dressed, I do the routines with the animals, I follow up on my clients, I do my posts, I have a routine so that I'm keeping busy. And honestly, I do not turn on my television until the evening. And then it's even limited, but I do look at some of the news online, but I don't always read all the negative. So for every negative, I try and do positive. And one of my favorite things to do, which I've shared with you before, is being able to be in, turning on videos and watching something that warms my heart, something that makes me laugh. Because it raises the serotonin. So, okay, who's making all the noise? Sonia, are you cooking?
I am not cooking. I am sitting quietly.
I'm sitting quietly. Okay. What are you doing?
I know.
No, I'm sitting in my bed.
And I'm like,
I hear
okay.
like I'm walking.
In my office. Yeah, that's weird.
Okay.
That's the beauty of, I don't know. That's the beauty of live radio. That's crazy.
Okay. So yeah, it's keeping a schedule, having a list. But on top of that, you've got to eat well, which Sonia will talk about, and you've got to get some exercises in, and you've got to have good social connections, like you were saying at the top of the show, reaching out to people. And not just reaching out to our friends, but think about the neighbor that might be an elderly that doesn't have anybody. You know, I've been seeing some people going and just putting up signs out in front so that they can see that they're being thoughtful. Is there anything that I can do to, you know, go to the store for you? Our community is putting up signs. Is there anybody that I can help go get medication? Whatever. And that to me is teaching our society that we are one, that we all need to come together. Now, I have to admit that it's nice not hearing about, we're going to, you know, so-and-so has put up a bomb or worried about sending troops to, we're not hearing that. And it's such a nice break.
Such a nice break.
But so exercise, there's tons of it. I don't care how you're getting it. You can just click on anything online. You can go to YouTube. You can go to Instagram. You can go to Facebook. You can go to my site, Tammy Lee Webb Fitness, either on Instagram or Facebook. Tons to do. So this morning, I know Sonia Marie was on there. I did this month. I am doing all about upper body. So last month, it was all about the buns. This month, it's all about upper body. And even though I'm talking a lot to my followers and my Design Your Fit Plans members, it's for everybody. Everybody can do it with me. But today we did triceps. And then tomorrow is going to be biceps. So if you put on the notification, you can follow in. You can ask me questions. It's live. Ask me questions. You know me. I always follow up. But so the things about if we don't – here's the other thing. If you're not giving yourself personal space – so, like, I know Sonia's got her boyfriend and her son there. And up until last night, it was just me and my animal. So I had as much space as I wanted when my boyfriend showed up, which is fabulous. Mm-hmm. But we also need individual personal space.
Yes. Yeah,
that's so important.
Right?
Yeah.
So important.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And,
and so you don't kill each
children,
other.
Right. Because we're not used to, yes, they're in our lives and we love them and we're either married to or committed to them. But at the same time, even if we didn't have this quarantine, we would still have our personal space and time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like we need our girl time, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. Absolutely.
So we definitely need to keep that. One of the ways that our bodies respond to stress is our stress hormones. So when we start to fear, and fear is basically something that hasn't happened. You're fearing that something might happen. Oh my gosh, what if something happens? So if you're a fear of heights and you're looking over a cliff or standing and looking down the Grand Canyon, probably not a good thing to do. Well, you have a choice, right? You can step away. You can step back from the cliff. Don't look. Look the other direction. Because your body goes into the fight or flight mode. And what that does is create this stress hormone. So the cortisone gets released, and that's where this adrenaline gets going. And basically, it slows down the blood vessels that we need in our gut and all the our body's basic functions. So when that slows down, it's our immune system. So when we think about the coronavirus or any virus, okay, it is our immune system that gets tapped in on. Because all of us, as you said, we're all pretty fit and healthy. we eat healthy, right. We exercise, mentally we're healthy, but it is our immune system that is saving us. Now, if all of a sudden we're eating junk, high in sugar, not moving, we're just sitting on the tube watching all the depressive media on the coronavirus, well, then our immune system will deplete itself. It will start to slow down. And then we don't have what we need to fight viruses. I have heard some people have already had it and don't even know it.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Because the symptoms have been, well, their immune system is so, like, see,
right.
I'm not afraid of it.
Correct.
I'm not either.
Yeah, I mean, I am certainly respectful of everybody else. I'm going to wear my gloves, my face mask, whatever I need when I go out, because I'm still going to the grocery store. I'm actually still training a few clients, but this is how I'm training them. If it's not online, if I go to their home, it is outdoor. I set everything up. We wear gloves and masks, and
perfect.
I keep my distance.
That's perfect.
Yeah. And we're outside. We're still enjoying it. And I make sure that they're not sick. They've had no, you know, coughs
of
or temperature or any of that. But it's really the stress hormones that come into play. And to stop that, you've got to go away from the fear. How you do that? Occupy yourself with either something different. Exercise. Eat organic, healthy, nature foods. Take your vitamins. Sonia's going to talk about that part. Stop reading the TV or reading what's on your phone and what's in the news and watching TV. Breathe, meditate, stretch. I have tons of stretch and meditation workouts or programs on my Design Your Fit plan. And then do activities that you enjoy. Maybe it's a puzzle, putting together a puzzle with your friends. Interacting with other people, because it will interrupt your sleep, and we all need sleep, correct?
That's true. Yeah.
Exactly. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So, anything you guys want to add to that?
How many clients do you have outdoors, Tammy Lee?
Right now, during this time, I have three.
Oh, that's perfect. Ooh. Perfect. That's a safe number.
And then I have some
number
online. Yeah. And I left that up to them because,
of course,
you know, we're supposed to be quarantined. In California, it's not like New York. We're not on lockdown. But at the same time, we want to be respectful. And so my clients, you know, they said, you know, I would still like to, we can't train at the gym or the wherever we were training. So I said, yeah, I can definitely come to your home, but it has to be outdoors. You have to wear the gloves. Afterwards you take off the gloves, you wash your hands. And I sanitize any of the equipment that I bring. And we just keep our distance.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That is perfect.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense. Yeah. Sonia Marie, your input here.
I'm here. Yes. I am here.
Your input.
I'm in. Thank you. Tammy Lee is absolutely spot on. There's so much that we can do, and stress in my practice plays probably the biggest part on staying healthy, how we treat ourselves, what we do, our reward and our sabotage is literally the same thing, right? So our stress, I call it those things that are our primary foods, and our primary foods are our relationships, our careers, our home environment, our spirituality. All of those things feed us first and foremost before the secondary food, which is actually our nutrition that we put in our body. So that is always guided by what's going on, what's happening to us, our behavior patterns. And stress is though such a huge part of it. And as Tamalee said, especially in women, stress really, really produces way more cortisol hormones in our body than we possibly need. And the reason why that is important, that cortisol hormone, we have to remember that's our fight or flight hormone. That's as if our bodies, that we're being chased by a bear, right?
Mm-hmm.
We go into complete emergency mode where we're mindlessly doing things. We're mindlessly drinking. We're mindlessly snacking. We are not even addressing that we're eating if we're eating at our desk. We're eating our food while we're working, and our bodies don't even know we ate. And then we crave because nothing is actually relating from our gut to our brain. And the reason why that is so important, stress literally cripples our T cells. And our T cells are what protects us from infection.
Yeah.
And that is really, really what is coming to fruition right now with all of this, this virus that is going around. Why is it so important? And I have clients all over the world. I do a lot of Zoom. I was doing Zoom before all of this started for years with my clients so that I can see them. But what we need to understand is that 70% of our immune system, which is really what is key and what I want to hit home. There's so much information I want to share. I get way too excited. Tamalee laughed at me because it's like I want to tell everybody so much information. I get off track and overwhelmed. I'm like, I just want to give this and I want to be helpful. But our gut and our immune system is so important for us to understand how that works and why is it so important that we stay away from the refined sugars and the processed food and the alcohol and all of the unnecessary medications that we take if we have a little headache or, you know, there's other things that we can do and really strengthen our body and our immune system without going to that quick fix or that Band-Aid. That's actually not helping anything, right? It's just suppressing and disconnecting our gut relationship to our brain. That's what things like ibuprofen and those pain meds do. They're not turning off the pain. They're actually disrupting the signal from the gut to the brain. When we understand how important our gut is and 70% of our immune system is located in our gut, then you have to really understand and ask yourself, why do I need to protect myself? And your immune system is your body's security system, basically.
Exactly.
It's how it defends your body against harmful organisms and contagious things that come about. And when we become, and we're all in contact with all these agents every single day, and our bodies, just as Tamalee said, naturally neutralizes our in an efficient immune system. We neutralize this without even knowing it on a daily basis. Our immune system becomes weak and hampered when we get all these invaders and we don't have an immune system to rely on that is healthy when we're not exercising. And it's all about balance. Truly, the key word and what I want to hit home today is about balance. Your exercise needs to be balanced, not too little, not too much, because that puts stress on the body and cortisol hormones. Your mental health is so, so important. And really, your nutrition and understanding how much your nutrition plays in, because you know, and I have all these little sayings. My clients laugh at me. I tell them, you are what you eat, so don't be cheap, fast, or convenient. So, you know, no one wants to, I mean, it's how we eat because we put so much into our daily lives. And I think that's another reason we're being forced right now to slow down,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Come back to some quietness and come back to who you are, coming back to nature. And how beautiful is it if you're out there watching and looking at the beautiful things of how nature's coming back and how I actually saw a video this morning my boyfriend shared with me of ducks walking down the main street in Las Vegas with their babies. I mean, like, when else would this happen?
That's right? What I live for. I live for stuff like that.
Right? Doesn't it just make your heart just sing?
Oh, it makes your heart so full. It really does.
And so having the understanding of taking care of our body and not eating, I call it, carbage, right? All of these carbs and garbage
that
is out there. And we don't just say it just because we're trying to restrict people in the nutrition world. We say it because carbs and excess sugar affects the white blood cell counts. It attacks our white blood cells. It reduces oxygen from our body. And the presence of oxygen in our body means the lack of disease and the lack of any kind of immune system allowing invaders and organisms into our body. And I think this is why Tammy Lee too said, you know, I'm not afraid of catching it. And we should all have
That's
it.
Right.
And our system is not responding. And
right.
as everyone is doing nowadays, I'm cooking for clients that can't cook for themselves or aren't used to cooking themselves. One of my clients has diabetes. Another one has cancer. There's another one that has an autoimmune disease. And I am so happy to be able to do what I do. And just I feel like my kitchen's a little laboratory. My youngest son will laugh because he tells me, even though he hates the taste of it, if he feels any kind of little sniffly coming on or like he's coming down with something, he tells me, he's like, Mom, can you make your hocus pocus tea for me?
Oh.
And so they joke.
That's the only
they
time they need you.
Me. Exactly.
Right.
They're like,
of course.
I don't really like it, but clearly it helps me, and I don't want to admit that out loud, so can you make me some tea? So, you know, it's really funny, but just as you ladies were saying, it's about all the misinformation that's out there, and it's about kind of our behavior patterns and what we go to. And one of the things my clients ask me, you know, how much orange juice should I be drinking to keep up my vitamin C? And I want to address that because I think it's so important.
Go ahead.
Orange juice isn't the best vitamin C for our body.
No.
It's
sugar.
Not. It's full of sugar. And there's so many other things we can eat. Strawberries have 3 times the vitamin C of an orange. Cauliflower has 2 times the vitamin C.
Right.
Brussels sprouts has 3 times the vitamin C
They're
of
very
oranges.
They're very used to the orange color. That's why people always
that's
say,
exactly.
I got to drink my orange juice. I got to drink this orange.
Right.
It doesn't come in the color orange.
Yes.
Well, and yellow and red pigmented foods have more vitamin C than orange.
Exactly.
So if you're thinking of, you know, you talk about eating the rainbow and spreading out the colors and making your plate really colorful, I mean, just in things like bell peppers, are the beta carotene, what it does for our skin, what it does for our retina, from macular degeneration, any kind of eye disease, it's so promoting and easily absorbable. The amount of vitamin C that it has, it surpasses the citrus fruit. And so understanding what our foods can do, and I not opposed to citrus fruit. I'm a huge believer, Tim Ali will tell you, in lemon. I mean, people think it's so acidic. And I talk at our local hospitals and teach the nurses. I even have doctors as clients that I talk to about nutrition. And what's really crazy is the misinformation and the understanding that our vitamin C, they'll tell people with acid reflux, you know, stay away from acid and lemon. And that is, it's so wrong. It's so wrong because things like apple cider vinegar, lemons are the most alkaline fruit you can put in your system. Not only lemon juice, but the lemon peel. The lemon peel is 20 times the vitamin C of what the juice is. And if you boil the lemon rinds on a slow simmer for about 20 minutes and then let it sit in the water for an hour or two, drinking that through the day is probably the best thing that all of our listeners out there can do on a daily basis with 22 times the vitamin C and keeping something warm in our system. Because in a low functioning immune system, you can boost it naturally. You can take control over your immune system today. It's not hopeless. You can do this on a daily basis. The body is amazing. From the top of your head to the tip of your toes, you can have pretty much an absolute new body from the bone all the way out to your skin in about 14 months' time. You can change things, and I am a huge believer, and I myself went through a lifetime of changes, but learned how to heal my body at a really young age of 25 because of cancer and almost dying. I had to reverse my health in a big way, and I had to learn what it meant to do it on my own because I wasn't getting information that I was willing to accept. At the age of 25, and it's why I'm so passionate, and it's why I do what I do today. But there is so much we can do. I mean, things like ginger helps reduce pain.
That's my favorite.
It soothes your body. It stops colds before they even get started. Things like a half a teaspoon of turmeric every single day can actually reduce fever in your body. I mean, I put together this, my hocus pocus tea, I guess we'll call it now that I've told you what my son calls it. But I have a tea recipe that I share with my clients all the time with apple cider vinegar and cayenne pepper and ginger and lemon and honey. And
it's all the components of getting, you know. Right, it's getting you better. Those are all the components that make you feel better. I'm just going to go backtrack a little, and I'm going to go back to the nutrition part and the fitness part, is that, people don't like that kind of stuff because it doesn't taste good, and people usually never turn to that stuff because it's not even on their minds ever because they have no idea about it. But people always turn to fitness or exercise, I'm going to say, and better nutrition when something bad happens to their body.
Of course.
How do how do we make people better about their body, self-worth their body, before these bad things happen? How do we do that? How do we educate these people?
Exactly. We have to care enough.
Yeah, that is a really good question, because haven't we been trying to do that? Look at our fitness industry.
Exactly.
Billions of dollars.
Right. Everybody that comes to us usually has something wrong, or they can't move, they can't get up, they're overweight, there's something wrong with them, and we have to educate them. Well, you know, hence, thank God, because it gives us a job to do. But how about people that are healthy and just come to us and say, listen, I want to work out now. I feel like, you know, I need to work out. But there's always a need for something, or something is wrong with them and they want to do it. We need to educate people beforehand. So, Tammy Lee, you tell me how to do that with fitness, and then Sonia will tell us how to do that with nutrition.
So my philosophy has always been that fitness and health starts from the inside out. And that is what we're putting in our body and what's going on inside the body. And you girls have heard me say this before. We can't unzip our bodies and take a look in the inside and go, wow, look at that liver. Look at your heart. So most of us will wait until something happens. We ignore the signs. So okay. When you ignore your body and the signs, then eventually it's going to catch up with you because your body is an amazing machine, amazing.
Yep. Yep.
And it has everything that it really needs. And when I say the body, I'm not just saying your body as your heart, your lungs, your legs, your butt, your gut. It is also
everything.
Your mind.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's what
so
controls it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so my answer to that is that it's not about coming to me and, oh, let me give you this exercise program. There is more than the physical body. There's the emotional body. And mm-hmm. that is what we need to start with. And the emotional body is what's going on in your mind that's bringing in all of this, that's creating it. So the emotion is, if somebody comes to me and they have, let's say, 100 pounds to lose, I'm not going to start them right off on a nutrition and fitness program. I'm going to start mm-hmm. them with, let's look at emotionally
yeah.
that created
what are you
this.
Feeding? Right. What are you feeding? There's
yeah.
something missing. That
yeah.
you're
exactly.
feeding.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that could be, you know, their upbringing. They were told they were ugly. They told they are fat.
Mm-hmm.
They were told,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
so they
mm-hmm.
have a low self-esteem.
Right.
So you have to work on the emotional body
mm-hmm.
as well as you do on the physical part of the body. And that's the thing that used to bug me about The Biggest Loser is
yeah.
they would just get in and work these people to death. Well, if you're in a confined mm-hmm. area, quarantined, and you've got your own personal trainer and people cooking for you and of course you're going to lose it. But if
yeah.
you're not
yeah.
taking care of the mental side of it, eventually, which most of them did, we
mm-hmm.
know the percentage is high. They all went mm-hmm. back to their original
of course
weight,
they
if
did.
Not
of course
bigger.
They did.
Yeah.
That was a loser show to begin with. Have
yeah.
you ever watched
you know
the
what?
600?
Yeah.
Have you ever watched the 600-pound
oh,
life?
Oh, that's horrible. Yes.
You know,
yeah,
I heard
tough.
Of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
these
are obese people and. Before they have bypass surgery, the doctor makes them go see a psychiatrist. And that's when you find out that they have such emotional
yeah.
problems and turmoil
course,
that happen
yeah.
there in their life.
Yes.
And that's where they turn to food.
And that's why they, exactly.
And
some
yeah.
people
and
turn to drugs and some people turn
exactly.
to, you know, there's
exactly.
different,
exactly.
there's different things that you reach out to during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And you
think it's fixing the problem, and it's a short little,
yes.
No, it's not.
Right.
No.
And, you know, I don't want to interject, but this is why I always had a problem with that show. People don't learn from humiliation, especially public humiliation. And the biggest loser,
no.
you know, again, it's a ratings grab. I'll be the first to say.
Oh, yeah.
But you're not benefiting, you know, mankind by having people who are certainly morbidly obese just walk around in T-shirts and you're just hurting these people. And that is,
yeah.
again, it's a ratings grabber, but are you really helping these people? No, not at all.
No.
No.
So that's
no.
never going to, yeah, register as positive with me.
So yeah. let's hear the nutrition side of this. How do we help people that don't have problems? How do we educate them before they do have a problem?
So I do this protocol with each and every client that I start to work with. It's called a health history consultation, and it underlines everything. And what's really amazing, it's kind of like a way that I interview the client. It's a way that they can interview me too and see how I work with people. Because in doing what I've been doing now for almost 26 years. I used to personal train, and then I realized the nutrition side of it, I needed to really understand, and basically went through almost 9 years of schooling. I'm constantly learning. The missing element was the psychology of eating. I couldn't mm-hmm. reach mm-hmm. People who had PTSD, people who had, mm-hmm. you know, all of these body dysmorphias of just understanding why we do these things. And I ask my clients before I even get started, which floors them and they don't understand while I'm asking this, I ask them, who are you being while you're eating? Mm-hmm. And when I ask that question, they look at me like I have five heads. And yeah. what I have to teach and tell them that is from birth to the age of 9 is where we learn all of our mm-hmm. behavior habits. We learn it from the people that we look up to, whether it's grandparents. We learn it from our own parents. We learn it from school teachers. We learn it from pastors. We learn yeah. how we socialize, how we reward ourselves, how we sabotage mm-hmm. ourselves, the things that embarrass yeah. us, the things that humiliate us, the way that we go inward, the way that we are able to express what we like and what we don't like, if we get to be who we really are, do we get to have a job when we grow up later in life? We're still doing these patterns. Even my clients that are 50, 60, 70 years old are still doing these behavior patterns of what they did when they were basically all the way up to 9, because yeah. that growth of understanding of someone asking you, how do you talk to yourself? What are the thoughts that mm-hmm. go through your head? I mean, we have over mm-hmm. 80,000 thoughts that are accumulating in our brain in a week's time.
In a minute.
And, yeah. And we are recirculating almost close to 90% of that over and over and over again. It's the same tape recording, right? It's the same story we're telling yeah. ourselves. And whatever that story is our truth, mm-hmm. no matter what. Like, you can't yeah. tell anyone yeah. any different. It's their truth and their belief. So when I am addressing their food, I first have to ask, I tell them, I said, I'm telling you right now, I have this amazing magic wand, and I can wave it, and I can give you one wish that you really, really want. What is it that you really, really want? And it's amazing uh-huh. because they'll start out and in the health history tell me they want to lose 10, 20, 50, 100 pounds. And immediately it switches to, I just want to feel good in my body. I want to feel good about myself. I want someone to listen to me. And when you start from there, you have so much healing that has to happen. And I don't take food away from people. I never start that way. Mm-hmm. I don't say you can't eat this and this and this and this. I'll say, you know, do you like butter? And they're like, yes, I can eat butter. Absolutely. We're going to just change it to grass-fed butter, the healthy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how you're going to cook your eggs in the morning. And you're not going to have just egg whites. You're going to have the whole egg. And you're going to put salt on it, but you're not going to put white salt on it. You're going to put pink Himalayan sea salt on it. And it starts to give them hope that they can have all the stuff that they want and love, and they're not being held hostage by the foods that they love to eat, and understanding that they can have it in a healthy way. It's not about restricting and depriving. As soon as you do that, it doesn't work, which is why the health industry is, you know, $33 billion a year industry. It's changing that relationship you have with food, but it's first understanding who and what you want and actually allowing yourself to have what you want and then having a way to gauge what you want. I make my clients find this, if it's a bathing suit or a skirt or pants, or if it's a belt guys want to wear, I call it their reference outfit. And they have to put it out every day where they can see it and every day, at least once a day, I make them put it on, even if it's putting one foot in it or one leg in it or whatever it is, so that they have a tangible thing to actually relate in real time of their progress, of what they're doing. But it's also their accountability. That
well,
is like, this is what
thing.
I really want.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is what I want. This is the end result, and I really want to be able to wear this and feel good and sexy in my own body.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, feeling sexy in your own body has so many different levels of things. It's not...
Oh, my God. There's nothing better than making me feel better. Right.
Right.
Tastes better than any cookie to me.
That's
Listen,
right.
I'm always on the periphery of this discussion because, and this is where Elite usually walks out of the studio. I have not been sick since 1977. Not a cold, not a flu, nothing. Because my
I'm
mother.
I'm knocking wood because she always does
peace.
This.
Okay, no. Knock, Elite, knock the wood. But
I did.
My mother was progressive. We didn't have snacks. That was sugar. We didn't have snacks that were salt. We had snacks that were celery sticks. Anything, we ate well, and we didn't have desserts. There was nothing that was a treat that was allowed except maybe on a Saturday or a Sunday. We could have ice cream. So my brother and I were not raised with any of that, and he's just as healthy as I. But we railed against it growing up, but now we realize, she knew what she was doing.
Absolutely.
She worked out every day. She worked out every day.
Yeah.
And that
was
born in 1962.
Can I say something on sugar?
Go ahead.
That's actually a big part of this, exactly what you were saying. When people, to get started, to even begin to start to take care of themselves, I also tell my clients that, and it's the absolute truth, it's not our fault that we're overweight and there's so much obesity out there. Sugar is such huge part of this entire problem. The New York Times and Harvard Medical, New York Times put out an article. Harvard Medical did this extensive testing on sugar. And this is about 11 years ago. And what they did is they tested something like 300 mice. You guys might know about this already, but with white table sugar in one corner and cocaine in the other. And they did this test to see what was more addictive.
Mm-hmm.
And they found that the white table sugar was 8 times more addictive than cocaine. Mm-hmm.
Holy
and the reason why I'm saying this is sugar is in everything, just like Lay's potato chips. Our scientists behind the scenes are putting chemicals in these processed foods that make you want more than one, right? Whatever the commercial is, you
That's
can't
it.
Have
you can't
this
just
one.
Have one chip.
It triggers something in the gut lining of our stomach. So I always say the gut is our first brain. Our brain is our second brain. All of our serotonin and dopamine, those feel-good hormones, our motivate where we feel like we get our motivation from, or we feel like we're happy enough to actually do something for ourselves. All of this, 87% of that dopamine and serotonin is made in the gut lining of your stomach, not your brain.
Mm-hmm.
So if you understand how important what we put in our system, and if we could seriously, for 3 days, I tell my clients, give me 3 days. I'm not talking 30 days out. I'm not talking 2 weeks out. I'm not talking a week out. Give me 3 days. If you can surpass 3 days of eliminating sugar from your body and in your system, you automatically reverse the blood sugars, you lessen those pathogens, those toxins that actually bring your mood down. And what happens in 3 days to your, you have, you're so much more energy, you start to sleep better, Your skin looks amazing. Mm-hmm. You focus. Your short-term memory is working. You're not bloated and constipated and itchy. And everything starts to happen. And you, all of a sudden, the first thing my clients tell me, I love this thing. They were like, mm-hmm. I didn't realize how bad I was feeling until I started to feel good.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, how can you start to feel good if you are putting stuff in your body where you're not even helping yourself, but you don't even know that you're doing it?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Can I follow up on that?
Go ahead, Tammy Lee.
Sure.
Go ahead, Tammy Lee.
So, Sonia, being a dear friend of mine, when I had my surgery back in 2017, for a full hysterectomy, she was the one that said, look, we've got to cleanse out all of that medication that went into you to have this surgery. And this is how it didn't dawn on me until she said that. It was like, oh my gosh, it's like anything. When I used to do women's bodybuilding back in early days of the 80s, right? We would prep mm-hmm. our bodies for this contest.
Mm-hmm.
So, and to have our bodies look a certain way for this one competition. Well, mm-hmm. when you're going into a surgery or you're coming out of a surgery, there are things that you should probably be eating or reducing in your diet to prep mm-hmm. you for these types of things. And she helped me get all the, you know, anesthesia out of me, all the medicine that they put in my body to have this surgery. Mm. She got me right on after I came out of it, which I think certainly helped my recovery a lot quicker than if I didn't.
God bless.
And that is how important nutrition is.
Yeah.
Yeah. The basis and the start is to heal that gut that we're talking about for your immune system, for everybody out there,
mm-hmm.
are probiotics and vitamin C. And I know most of us don't even start taking vitamin C until we get
mm-hmm.
sick, right? We get
right.
the
yeah.
lozenges
exactly.
with the vitamin C,
mm-hmm.
but we need it so much before we get sick. It's something that we need to keep in our body every single day, because vitamin C is one of those vitamins that our body cannot hang, naturally, it cannot hang on to it. And how long
yeah.
vitamin stays in our body is important for our immune system. It's called a retaining time. So the quality of vitamin C that we put in is so important. And I wanted to make sure that everybody out there, if they are taking vitamin C, that they know what they're putting in their body and they're checking their ingredients. And they're making sure that they're not taking synthetic vitamin C that's made from corn syrup or coal tar.
Right.
So make sure you have the right product in it. And if your ingredient on your vitamin C says ascorbic acid, that's man-made vitamin C, and that is doing no good for your body whatsoever. So I just wanted to make sure that I got that out there for people that are trying to take care of their body and know the best quality vitamin C is made from things like aloe berries and foods that you can read, right? Not
yeah.
chemicals.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that the wonderful thing about, if there's the backside, the flip side of all this, the wonderful thing is we have time to investigate and keep ourselves informed. And with online streams and things like this, we actually have the time. This is a great equalizer. We have the time to look at
right.
things and investigate what could do our bodies well as opposed to not. And, you know, again, we're probably never going to see this, God willing, this period of time in our lifetimes again. So the best we could do is, We're in the house. You know what? You could only watch so much TV. You could only listen to so
yeah.
inform yourselves on how to nurture yourself, how to make yourself fortified for the fight ahead. Because a lot of people in, within our age group that I know of are just not doing well, and they're worried about, you know, it might be this. It probably isn't. But the truth is, now is a time, if you're scared enough, to think about, okay, let me retrace my steps. Maybe I should be putting this in my body. Maybe I shouldn't be putting that in my body. And I think if nothing else comes from this, that will. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know there's a lot of drinkers out there, as
mm-hmm.
you guys had mentioned before.
Yeah.
And can I give a tip? Because I know that no matter what we're saying, if people are using it to soothe,
of course,
or to get through, I'm not giving this tip to teach people how to drink. And I laugh about it. I keep telling my clients, I'm not showing you how to drink. I'm not doing that. But if you're going to have the glass of wine at the end of the day, at least know what you're doing and support your system.
Mm-hmm.
Can I share
exactly.
how to do that?
Please do.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay. So in things like ingesting our caffeine and ingesting alcohol, hydration is so important. So,
mm-hmm.
so very important. And 78% of Americans are chronically dehydrated. So caffeine works the same as alcohol. And in its per cup, say, per cup of a cup of coffee or 5 ounces of a glass of wine, that depletes 2 cups of water from your body.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Mm-hmm. If you're measuring, right, and we're drinking grandes or whatever of coffee, those are 2 and 3 cups, right? So you're 6, 8 cups depleting from your system. So one, know your body's formula for your water. So whatever is your weight, if you divide it by 2, that's how many ounces per ounces per water you should be getting in on a daily. So that's your body's
okay.
formula. If you're
mm-hmm.
close to that, fantastic. If you're not anywhere close to those half your ounces of your weight, then you should start with half of that. You don't want to start with half if you're not a water drinker, because you're actually going to flood your kidneys and put too much pressure on your kidneys. So you want a baby that until you get to your formula. But ultimately, for your body to work optimally, you need to have half your weight in ounces of water a day, okay?
Wow.
Now, if you're going to be drinking caffeine or you're going to be drinking alcohol, know that you have to replenish 2 cups of water per 1 cup of alcohol or caffeine on top of your water formula.
Wow.
Just to be at even.
Hmm.
Right,
yeah,
so we
yeah,
can see
yeah,
how dehydrated
yeah.
we are.
Interesting.
And just as understanding that if we're not flushing our system with water and our bodies are made up of, you know, 80%+ of water, I say this, and I think I can say this and use this analogy on the radio, but when we're not getting our water to flush in our system of our water formula, everything becomes concentrated. Toxins become concentrated. Our medications we take become concentrated. Our foods become concentrated. And everything starts to shrivel up and not work properly as
yeah.
we get
yeah.
older.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, especially. And if we're not giving us ourselves enough water, ladies, do you know where your body gets water from? If you are not giving your water formula to you and you're not drinking it every day, do you know where your body takes water from just to survive?
Liver?
Go ahead.
No.
I'm guessing the liver?
Nope. It takes it from our bodies. Do not want to feed off of itself, first of all. It'll do everything it possibly can not to take it from itself. It's amazing. So what it does is it literally goes to our intestines and
wow.
it squeezes it out of the bile from our intestines and distributes it to the rest of our body. So we're literally full of
bile.
Yep, we're literally full of crap.
Oh, I could say that about a lot of people.
Better not be about me, Elise.
No.
So my point is our water is extremely important. So if we're going to have that drink at the end of the day or whenever it is, this is what we need to do. One, we need to protect that gut lining of our stomach that we were talking about, our immune system, where most of our immune system is. So if you're going to drink about 20 minutes before, even when we're able to go out in restaurants again, you can even ask for orange wedges. If you can get either orange or eat an orange, I would prefer you eat an orange than drink orange juice.
Yeah.
20 minutes before you have the glass of alcohol, those acids actually will collect on the gut lining of your stomach so that when you put the acid in, it will actually protect it better before the alcohol can start to disintegrate that really delicate lining and cause havoc, sending bad signals to your brain. So it actually will protect it. So I even have, I sell organic wine that has no added sugars and no pesticides and all of this stuff, but I do it. And when I have my wine tasting parties, I pass around orange wedges before we get started. And then I also, at the end of the night, say you're going out and you're drinking, have a glass of water before your glass of wine, have another one after you're finished your glass of wine. And if you're going to have a second glass, guess what? Have another glass of water and then your second glass of wine. And then
I always
again,
drink water with my
glass.
Alcohol.
Before you go to bed at night, you need to double up on your probiotics. This is important. Mm-hmm. So you're bookending your drinking. So you're going to protect your gut before and before you go to bed, after you're finished drinking, double up on your probiotics so that when you go through your detoxing process, when we sleep, that's when our body detoxes, you can actually smother those microbials and those bad gut bacteria and re-alkalize the system so you wake up, one, without a headache, two, alkalining your body and helping your system rid those toxins the next morning when you wake up.
Yeah. Well, ladies, thank you so much. I mean, And, you know, again, we have a captive audience. We have so many people listening, and I'm just hoping that people are going to keep to heart everything that was said today, because this is really vital information for people that want to stay well and, you know, just want to look at everything that's going on as not such an assault on the body, but this is a way of challenging, you know, what's coming at us. And I think that both of you have been solid in doing that. So we like to thank Tammy Lee Webb, who is always, again, she's our family, and certainly Sonia Marie for being as informative as she could possibly be. And both of you, we're going to have more shows like this. And I think that...
I think it's very important. Isn't it nice to have
both sides of, you know, what we're talking about in nutrition and fitness and mental stability.
But both sides,
so you guys know, there's tons. We are always doing live on Instagram or Facebook. You can catch us. And I have my designyourfitplans.com. There's tons of workout. And this month is April. We're doing... a quarantine challenge.
Oh, that's interesting.
Is that cool?
Check it out, because every Sunday I'm going to be doing a live workout with my members on our private group. And you know, if you're stuck inside, there's tons of things that we can do. Let's do this together.
Absolutely.
When we get out,
absolutely,
we're going to feel, oh my gosh, so, so great. And we won't be down and depressed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's right.
And I think
we'll
this is the time, and I'm going to circle back with both of you and put all your information on our Facebook page tomorrow. But this is wonderful. So we're going to do this at least once a month and check in with you guys and just make the world a better place, a healthy place, because I think this is going to be a little bit more. So let's just do what we have to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, ladies.
We learned a lot today.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you both. All right.
Tammy Lee Webb, Sonia Marie, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, ladies. And be safe.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, darlings. Wow, that was a great, you know, I just hope that there were people with pens and looking at everything that they said and jotting the notes down. What do you think?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think it's very important for people to learn about this stuff, especially now. They have the time, which is so important because we have a lot more time on our hands now, and it's boggling because I'm always fighting for time, and now I just have so much time to do stuff that I don't know what to do first.
But you know, the thing about I think most people is they just always, when they don't want to hear something, they will find an excuse not to hear.
And
that's exactly right. And this, with this and all the layers of information we got today, people will find a way to say, and you know, I was looking at my iPad and my phone as we were on the air, and people were writing in, oh, we love this, oh, blah, blah, blah. You know what? There are people that will say, yeah, you know what, but, you know, my kids got, you know, I was worried about this, I was worried about that. There's always going to be a reason to not think about your health.
And that's where they get into that situation, and they finally get to somebody, a nutritionist or a fitness instructor, and say, can you help me? Those are the kind of people.
This is the time where people should be saying, you know, I'm on the other side of this equation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm healthy. And you know what? Even, you know, and again, so many people, I'm sure so many people have been exposed to this. And for whatever reason, their bodies were able to resolve it.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the living side of this. So the best, at least you could do is say, I'm going to make sure that always happens.
Yep.
I'm going to make sure I'm always on the living side of something. And mm-hmm. I'm going to make sure that I take care of my body in a way that, you know, sustains me for as many years that I should be here. You know? And both of them were absolutely lovely. Absolutely
yeah.
loving. Tammy Lee's. And, you know, everybody gave, and I'm sitting here thinking, the wealth of information that was shared on this show, I hope people get it. I hope people are
I hope it's
thinking out.
Yeah, I hope it's sticks in. That's all.
And I'm gonna sound like a capitalist, but I'm gonna say all of this is free. People who are listening to, you know, people who are hallmarks of their industry, were giving this for free.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not jotting down notes and you're not taking care and you're not listening to these people, I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say.
You know, at the end of the day, they're going to go and they're going to spend money at the end
mm-hmm.
because they didn't want the information for free. So they're going to get themselves unhealthy. And then in the end, they're going to have to pay for their service. That's all.
Well, you know, I hope that, again, and you, I think you brought it up, every time somebody has to pay attention to the health, it's because of a health crisis.
Right.
And
the only
people
time.
Start, yeah, pretty much. And
the only
that's
time.
That's what this is. And you had industry leaders on the air sharing their wealth of information. And if you're not going to pay attention to it, and again, we didn't do anything in a way that was judgmental. We didn't do anything like that.
No.
People are going to overdrink. People can do whatever your drug of choice is. It's going to happen now. But
here's what you can do to fortify your body so that you don't bring it, you know, you don't run it down to a level that you don't want it to. Because, again, whatever you overdo is going to impact your body. It could be food. It could be smoking. It could whatever it is, it's going to impact on your body. So mm-hmm. here we are. And that's going to be a problem in 5 years. So don't do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the truth.
So, but they were wonderful guests. And we're lucky to have them.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to share all their information.
Of course.
On social media. So people, if they didn't listen to it or they don't know who they were, share their info and they'll be very upset they missed the show. But
yeah, well, you
we
know
what
the
again.
Beautiful thing is? Exactly. They could always see, go to our She's Raising the Bar, Blog Talk Radio. You could always listen to the show in archives. We have shows there from 8 years ago, Alita.
And we started in April. We should
that?
Have an anniversary show.
You know something, sweetheart? You read my mind. April 24th.
That's it. We have to have an anniversary show.
It was when we had the Bridal Body Shop.
Yeah.
We did it on Bridal Week in New York. So we,
yep.
that's what we did. And we'll do something special for that. But
yes,
you know,
we definitely will.
You know, in the meantime, people have to think about, and this is what you and I were saying before. This could be a dark time in history, but get out, do what you have to do. And I was telling you before, I get dressed every day like I'm going to work.
Mm-hmm.
My hair is done, my earrings. I wore that beautiful scarf that you gave me, I think, on my birthday. And I was out and about yesterday. I had to go to the store. And I'm dressed like there's a purpose. The
right.
people that are walking around in sweats and they're feeling defeated, get
yeah,
dressed
saying,
like
should I get dressed
purpose.
Today? Should I take a shower today? Should I shave today? It's
get
not necessary.
Dressed because
right.
there's a purpose. The purpose is inspiration of other people. The purpose is you might make a difference in somebody's life.
Mm-hmm.
That's
exactly
it.
Right.
Don't act like, you know, there's nothing to do. Don't act like there's, you know, it doesn't matter. It
right.
matters to the person that sees you on the street. It matters
exactly
to somebody
right.
that you come across. So get dressed, go out, be careful,
have
social
purpose.
Distance.
Have a purpose.
That's it. And,
yeah.
and you know, again, at this point, I think we have to live by example.
Yeah.
Because if we don't do that, you know, it's going to be.
We ain't doing our job right. Right.
We ain't doing
all
our
right,
job
Gracie,
right.
We got to say goodnight soon. Before we're
you
cutting off.
You want to say goodnight, Gracie? We're going
to
be cut off.
Yeah, we
in
have
a couple
to go.
Weeks. Thank you, my lovely Ziegelman.
Thank you.
And we will be back next week, same time,
same
channel.
Bat channel.
And just everybody, just do the best you can, and we're going to do the best
there.
We can, and. And that's it. And we can see you next time next week. Take us home, Nina. And I love you, Elite. And just
love
take
you
care.
Too. Have a great day, everyone. Bye bye.
Bye bye, sweetie.